Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Beis. As we get into Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, the Mishnah, today's daf is about eating chametz on Pesach that also happens to be truma. Says the Mishnah on daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, Ha'ochal trumas chametz pesach. What's the issue by eating trumas chametz on Pesach? So we know if one eats chametz, that's an Issur Karis. If one eats truma by accident on a normal day of the year, so one has to pay Karen v'chomesh. One has to pay back the principal to the Kohen, and then add on a chomesh, which is what we call 25%. It's 1/5. Once it is paid, is 1/5 of the total. But there's a special halacha when somebody pays back a Kohen for eating his truma b'shogeg. He pays what's called peres misukanim. Peres misukanim, meaning he doesn't pay money, but he pays fruit. The fruit that kind of restores, not only just returns the money, the value, but he pays back fruit, and that fruit has the status of truma, as we'll see in the Gemara. Based on a pasuk that we'll see, v'nasan l'kohen etz hakodesh davar haroi lios kodesh, he pays back fruit. We'll see how that plays into the halacha of the Mishnah. If one eats truma b'mezid, then there is no chomesh, because it's he's beyond kapara in that regard, and it's just chay misa b'dei shemayim, if he is a zar who eats truma. So what happens if he eats trumas chametz on Pesach? Says the Mishnah first, b'shogeg, if somebody ate it b'shogeg, so then mishalim keren v'chomesh. Then he pays keren, the principal, and a chomesh. Why? The issue is, chametz isn't worth anything. Right? It's asur b'hanah. Right, we had earlier on Davav, the din of Rabbi Yishmael, the din of or Rabbi Lazar, depending on the girsa of Shnei Dvarim, She'inam Bershuso, Va'asana Kasav, Kilin Bershuso. It's not in your Rishus, it's not worth anything, so why should you pay anything? But the answer is, Rashi says, based on the Gemara, and it's an interesting Ha'ara, the Tzlach here says, there are two suggestions in the Gemara. Rashi quotes the first suggestion. The Tzlach says, this is the Derech of Rashi, many times, to explain the Mishnah based on the Havamina of the Gemara, even though the Maskana that doesn't hold up. The Gemara is going to have two suggestions to explain the Mishnah, and Rashi goes based on the first one. So we'll explain it based on the first one like Rashi did. Rashi thought it was good enough to understand the Mishnah now, so that's Havad Hashem that we'll explain it too. Rashi says, why do you pay here if it's not worth anything? Because the fact that I pay back, when I eat truma b'shogeg, that the fact that I pay back fruit and I don't give back money reflects that I'm not paying back something that I'm focusing on the value of the item. Because if I'm focusing on the value of the item, then I'll be paying back money. But it must be that I'm focusing more on the object. Is there an object here? So there's an object here. So even though it's not worth anything, it's still an object here. And that's what the payment of truma is. Truma b'shogeg, at least, eating truma b'shogeg is. And that's why you pay back Karen and Chomesh even in this case. That's the first Rashi on the Mishnah. B'shogeg, what does shogeg mean? Shogag b'truma. The key is whether you were shogeg or mazed on the truma. Afilu hizid b'chametz. Even if you were mazed on the chametz, still you pay Karen v'chomesh. V'yaf al gav, Rashi says, d'lo havi shavya midi d'chametz b'pesach, as d'chametz. Even though it's not worth anything, so why should you be paying anything? Mihu shogeg the truma dechsiv be. What does it say? Bachamishi so Yosef alav v'nasan lakohen as hakodesh davar haroi lios kodesh. That you don't pay money, ella haperos, you pay fruit, and that reflects that you're focusing on the item and not on the value, and that's why you pay back even though it's chametz on Pesach. That is the first line of the Mishnah. B'mezid, but what if one happened to eat trumas chametz b'Pesach b'mezid? The ikar here is you're mezid on the truma. If you're mezid on the truma, so then you just have to pay back the, there's no din of paying back fruit, there's just a din of paying back the Kohen money in that case. So Rashi's lashon is, you're stama gazlan. You stole. So Stama Gazlan pays based on the value. And the value here is nothing, because it's Chametz HaPesach, and therefore, ironically, even though you are mezid, you're pater. Pater mitashlumin, because it's not worth anything. Midmei Eitzim. And Midmei Eitzim, if it was Truma Temeya, you don't pay Demei Eitzim, that it was roy to be used for firewood, for fuel, by the Kohen, still, you would be pater. That's the Mishnah. So, we're going to explain the Mishnah along the way a little bit later, but first the Gemara goes into a couple of other points. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. Ha'ochel truma. So forget Pesach for a minute. Somebody just eats truma. B'shogeg. If somebody eats truma, b'shogeg. Mishalim Karen v'chomesh. He pays the principal back because he was, it's called gezel ha'shevet. Right? You stole from the Kohanim. V'chomesh. And you pay a chomesh. We've discussed in the past that even Kohanim are not allowed to eat truma before it was hufrash from the tevel. While it's tevel, so it's still usser. There is a discussion of the achronim. Whether tevel is usser purely because of the truma shebo or not. It seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos. So one might say, Rashi sounds like, in the Peis in Maseches Yevamos, Rashi sounds like that truma is, tevel is only usser mishum the truma shebo, and that's why Tosfos says, but what do you mean? If it's usser mishum the truma shebo, a kohen should be able to eat tevel also, because he's allowed to eat truma. So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains for Rashi, no. Even if it's only usser because of the truma shebo, it could be that until the hafrasha occurs, it's still usser. Because Kohen is only mutter to eat truma shehufrasha. But before it's hufrash, it's still going to be usher. Right? There are other examples of this. He quotes by Kachim that tell us that even if something is going to be mutter later, just before the act is done, it is not going to be mutter. Okay, so says the Mishnah. If somebody eats truma b'shogeg, they pay karen v'chomesh. Echada ochel v'echada shosa. Whether it's something truma to be eaten, whether it's truma regarding something to be drank, whether it's wine or oil, v'echada sachar, whether somebody smears themselves with truma. That's also getting hanah from truma. A czar is not allowed to smear themselves with truma. Right? We discussed this also in the past, the beautiful question in Maseches Yevamos, and the Ayin Aleph, in that context, where the Gemara discusses whether you have a Kohen who is less than 8 days old. You have a 6 day old Kohen. Are you allowed to smear him with truma oil? Is he considered an Arel? Just like a Zara is not allowed to get benefit and eat truma, so to an Arel is not allowed to eat or benefit from truma. So what about a Kohen who is less than 8 days old? Is that called an Arel or not? We said that with the Bavli is Mako, that one is allowed to. He's not called an Arel yet until the 8th day and when the Chiyuv of Mila kicks in. The Yerushalmi in Yevamos in Maseches Shabbos has the suffix, what about the night of the 8th? Leil Ches. Does Arelus kick in then? Is it possible to have the status of Arel before the Chiyuv of Trumas? That's the Ve'echra Sach. But Sach Sicha, smearing Truma, is also within the Isser of a Zar getting benefit. So the Mishnah says, if somebody eats truma v'shogeg, they pay back karen v'chomesh, whether they ate or drank or smeared, echad truma temeya v'echad truma tahora. Even if it was truma temeya, which the Kohen wasn't going to eat anyway, he was just going to use for fuel, right? The only hanoah that he's allowed to get from truma temeya, but if a Yisrael eats that b'shogeg, he's still going to pay back karen v'chomesh. Mishalim chomsho, chomesh v'chomsho the chomsho. What's chomsho the chomsho? If somebody then eats the chomesh that was designated, so as we've said, the peros that somebody designates achieves the status of truma. So if somebody then eats that, he has to pay a chomesh on the chomesh. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. Ibailahu, ask the Gemara, kishahu mishalim, when a Yisrael pays for the truma, lefi mida mishalim, o lefi damim mishalim. We know the Torah says you have to pay fruit, but what do you have to pay? Do you have to pay lefi mida based on the volume, how much you ate, the volume, or do you pay based on the value? Right, meaning, is this a symbolic payment? So maybe, as we said before, it doesn't go by the value. Let's say the value changes. Right, one might say in English, no, is the payment of truma a compensation, which is most payments that we have by mazik, by gezel, you have to compensate the loss that you cause. Or is it even more than that, is what we might call restoration. Right, you have to restore what was. And if it's restore what was, that might be l'chomer, but it also might be l'kula. If you have to restore, you might have to restore the volume, even if it's a different amount. The language of the Maram Chalava here is, Kivan sheneamar v'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, shehikpidza ha-torah, sheyishalem b'peiros ha-re'uyim li'os kodesh v'enu yochol l'shalimos. You can't pay money. You have to get fruit. Hare, shol hikpida Torah ala shivu iklal. You see, the Torah is not makbid on the value. Ela sheyachzir lekohen, it's midas ha-peiros she'achal. You have to restore what you ate. V'lakach begazlan, shechiyuvo al erech ha-chevet she'gazal, the gazlan, which is focused on value, yachol l'shalim b'kesef v'b'shava kesef. Acha ochel truma, mishalim peiros kamo she'achal. Kiven she'zorach l'hachzir zara l'kad muso. So maybe it's restoration and you don't focus on the value. Or you might say, Ach efshar, continues the Maram Chalava, sha'af shehikpida ha-Torah sheyishalim beperos, even though the Torah says, we want you to pay in fruit, ein ze mishum shelo ikpida Torah klal al ha-shivui. That doesn't reflect the Torah doesn't care about the value, ela she'saiga, but it formulated and limited it, sha'af she'mishalim beshivui ha-truma sha'achal, tzorach l'shalim beperos dafka. Though you have to pay in value, you have to pay in fruit. Okay, that's the language of the Maram Chalava, that's the suffix here. So now the Gemara qualifies. Kal hecha. What's the case that you might go by mida and not by damim? Kal hecha demei kara shavya arba zuze. Ula basof shavya zuza. If it went from 4 to 1, meaning when I ate the truma, it was worth 4 zuz. And when I'm ready to pay for the truma, it's worth 1. Loti bailacha. That for sure is not a question. You're definitely not going to be so makel in that regard. Devada kedemei kar mishalim. Lafi damim. You're for sure going to pay lafi damim. You're going to go pay 4 in that case. Delogar mi gazlan. Because he's no worse than a gazlan. Ditznan. The Mishnah says at the end of Baba Kama, kala gazlanim mishalim kshasak zela. All gazlana pay mishasak zelos. If it goes down in value, you're sure you're not going to get off and pay 1. Kiti ba'ilacha. The question is, the meikara shav yezuza, ulabasov shav yarba. The question is, when it started, it was worth 1 to start, and now it's worth 4. If you pay back the same amount of fruit, so then it's worth 4. So my, that's the question. Lefi mi de mishalan, do you go by volume, by size? De amale, we tell the eater, geriva achal, geriva mishalim. You ate a griva, you say that we ate a certain amount of fruit, so you have to pay back that amount of fruit, even if it's worth quadruple the amount. That's what you have to pay back. O Dilma, no, lefi damim mishalim. Or do you say you go by the value, and the fruit is just a representation of the value? Bezuza acha, bezuza mishalim. You have to pay back less volume because you go by the value. The Pnei Yeshua says here that when the Gemara says lo gara mi gazlan, doesn't mean it literally, because he didn't steal. Like you might have said by a gazlan, he has kavana to steal something, and there we're going to say, call gazlan, mishalim kshasak zela. Right, if it went from 4 to 1, you got to pay 4. Here, says the Pnei Yeshua, you ate something, you thought it was yours. You didn't remember that it was truma, it was a shogeg. So you might have said that this is garami gazlan. So, but it's not literally. It's not literally compared to gazlan, because it is somewhat garua. But l'chora, says the Pnei Yeshua, lashon, to lo garami gazlan, ain't a meduktak. Sorry, I just actually forgot to mention. I wanted to mention that today's shiur is the Refuah Shleima. Forgot to mention this, I apologize. The Refuah Shleima, Chaim Elazar ben Rachaleah, one of our listeners who needs a Refuah. Chaim Elazar ben Rachaleah, he should be zochet to a Refuah Shleima Bakar. Okay, back to the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, L'chora lashon de logar mi gazlan in medukta. It doesn't mean exactly logar mi gazlan. To havade gara, it is gara. To kol gazlan in mishal makshasak zela, yafina miyashar gazal, ikala meymar, ta'ana mishim de gazal b'mezin. Viniskavin l'knoso, you stole, you had kavana to take it away. So that's why, right when you stole it, it's in your rishus. And if it goes down in value, it's in your rishus it went down. Mashenkin hacha, ba'ochel truma b'shogeg here. The sheet of the milsa, ayri nami sheneschalei fliyisrael b'beso chulin truma b'truma. He got mixed up. Va'ochlan v'imke nira she lo niskavin l'knoso de'tera nichalei. He didn't want to eat the truma. It was a mistake. Delikni v'isur lo nichalei. Ela da'afiloach, still we say, in this regard, he's similar to a gazlan. Kiva de la kushta de milsa lav dafka, but gazlan amrin hachi, ela pakala nizak in nami. It's not that only for a gazlan do we say this halacha of kishasak zela for a mazik also. Adamu la olam. In the sugi is where somebody is mazik and then it changes value. Havi le medak. So from that moment, you have the same status as what a gazlan has. So the Rav Pnei Yeshua says, this gemara doesn't mean lo gar mi gazlan that he is, but he's parallel. He shares a halacha with gazlan. As it says, ki yocha prat la mazik mikol makom ha hacha rin enemy menu. And therefore, it's the same, that's what we would say. Right? So, logara mi gazlan. He even says, that's what it sounds like from Rashi, that he is logara, that it's a parallel, it's not a total identification. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question now. When it goes up in value, when it goes from 1 to 4, do you pay lefi mida, or do you pay lefi damim? So, Amar Rav Yosef, first wide line, Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, tries to bring a brisa, achal grogeris, v'shilem lo tamarim, tavo alav racha. If somebody ate dried figs of truma, and then they paid in fresh dates, fresh dates are more valuable. But if you tavol bracha, that's a wonderful thing. Amazing. Tavol bracha usually is used for, he did something above and beyond. So, e'amrit bishlam alafi midah mishalim. So, if you say that when you pay back shuma, you've paid by volume, then I understand this brisa. Am tula hachi tavol bracha. I understand why the brisa is praising this person. Why? De achil griva de grogoris. Because he ate a griva of dried figs, de shav yezuzah. V'kayav griva de tamar, de shav yarba. Because we see, you paid more. Right, you did a great thing, even though it was something that you were supposed to do, but you did a great thing. It went from 1 to 4. And tabo la bracha, because it's something that we give you a big shkayach for. Ela'i amr lafi damim mishalim. But if you always pay lafi damim anyway, you always go by the exact value. So what does the brisa mean? You ate dried figs, but you're going to pay less dates because you only go by the value. So amai tabo la bracha. Bezuza acha, bezuza ka mishalim. Why are you so praiseworthy? You just paid back what you damaged, what you ate. So Gemara says, no, even so, Amar Abaye, La Olam, Lefi Damim Mishalim, still, you can still explain it based on Damim. V'ya Mai Tavo La Bracha, still, why are you so praised? To Achal Midi, to La Kafetz Alei Zvine, V'ka Mishalim Midi, to Kafetz Alei Zvine. Because you ate something that people don't love to buy. Right, look, obviously it's vini, it's not so popular. And you paid for something that people would love to buy. Fresh dates. And therefore it's still something better, even though monetarily, financially, it's the same exact value. Okay, so now we laid out the framework for the question, how we're going to relate our Mishnah to this issue. How we're going to explain the Mishnah based on the background of the halachas of Achilas Truma B'Shogeg G'Bemeizid. So here we go, our Mishnah. Tnan ha'ochal Trumas Chametz B'Pesach. Somebody eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach. B'Shogeg, our Mishnah said, Mishalem Karen V'Chomesh. So now we already know the answer, somewhat. Actually, with the answer, the Havamina of the Gemara, as we said. So I'amrit Bishlam Lafi Mida Mishalem Shapir. I understand if you pay Lafi Mida, meaning, as Rashi explained, you don't focus so much on the value, you focus on the representative quality of the payment. So this fits in why, if you ate chametz on Pesach that happened to be Truma, you're going to still pay, even though the chametz is not worth anything, as Azar Ba'na, it's Ein Lo Damim, still doesn't matter. If you pay Lafi Mida, you understand why you still pay. But if you go lafi damim, chametz bePesach bar damimu. So chametz bePesach is does it have value? So it doesn't have value. So if you ate a peshog, you shouldn't pay anything. Says the Gemara. You would still pay. Why? Maybe our Mishnah is going like Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi we had earlier on Daf Chavches. To Amar, remember we had the three-way machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yosef Lili said chametz bePesach mutter behana'a. Chametz on Pesach is mutter behana'a. On Pesach, it's only aser ba'achila. An amazing chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Lili held against the other tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yosef Lili said that's what our Mishnah is referring to. It's going like the opinion that chametz on Pesach has value. It's mutter behana'a. So again, we pointed out this is the maskan of the Gemara. And Rashi explained it based on the Hava Amina. The Gemara says, 1 minute, a couple of points to make, but first let's finish. Ihach yeh masefah, what do you mean? If it's Rabbi Yosef Lili, what about the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that if you eat a bishoga, you have to pay. If you ate a bemezid, then you're pater. But 1 minute. Ihach yeh masefah, bemezid, pater minatashlum, and amidmei eitzim, e Rabbi Yosef Lili, but if Rabbi Yosef Lili, that it's has value, amai mater minatashlum, and amidmei eitzim, why are you totally pater? What about the, okay, there's no chomesh by eating a bemezid, what about the keren? Why are you totally pater in the seifas? The Gemara says, you're not really pater, you're only pater because savalak Rav Nachunya Menachana. It's based on kinlei b'derabim minei. You hold this mishnah is going like Rav Nachunya Menachana, who says what? Ditanya, Rav Nachunya Menachana, haya oses yom kippurim kishabis letashlumin v'chulu. Rav Menachana is the shita in kinlei b'derabim minei. The principle of, if you have two punishments, you only get the harsher, the more strict, the more chamor punishment. Rav Nachunya Menachana applies that principle not only to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, which everybody holds of Kimlei, but he also applies it to Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Misa B'dei Shamayim. So when the Mishnah says in the Seifa, B'mezid, you're pater, it's only because of Kimlei. It's not because that you're pater because it doesn't have value. You're pater because of Kimlei. Period. Rabbeinu David here is mayor, though, that, interesting, if it's Kimlei, so what about in the Reisha Shogeg? Right, didn't we? Alluded to this a couple of days ago. In Tosfos, we alluded to Tana de Bechizkiah. We had this back on Daf Chavtes. Tana de Bechizkiah holds in Baba Kama Lamed Hei, Ksubas Lamed Hei, that Tana de Bechizkiah, that Chai Ve Misos Shogegin, also you apply Kim Le B'Dir Abi Binei. If somebody is Mechalel Shabbos B'Shogeg, you would apply Kim Le, even if they did it, even if they're not going to be Chai Misa. Because it's chayiv misa shogegin, because the act is defined as a one that's mechayiv misa, and therefore even if you're not going to get misa, it's not subsuming punishments, literally, it's what we would call subsuming mechayivim. And therefore, if there's a mechayiv of misa, even if it's b'shogeg, so you're not going to get misa, that's still poter. So ask Rabbeinu David. So in our Mishnah, if it's based on Kimlei, so then even in the Reisha, don't you have Kimlei? So Rabbeinu David says, even Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, who applies Kimlei by Chai Ve'Krisus, and this is a big Kiddush, you can't learn this sugya without this Rabbeinu David, he says that only applies by Mezid. Rabbeinu Chunya ben Akana is extension of Kimlei b'Deramimine to Chai Ve'Krisus, and maybe Chai Ve'Mises Bezdin is only b'Mezid. He doesn't extend Tana de Bechizkiah also. B'Shogeg, says Rabbeinu David, Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh, to Chai Ve'Krisus Shogegin V'Davar Acher Chayev. D'Lo Amrinon Ela Chai Ve'Mises Bezdin V'Davar Acher Pater. That he goes into why that is. That's the important sugya of Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Couple of points. First is a major halacha lemaisa discussion that is brought up here by the Oneg Yontif, one of the great achronim. Big sugya in Hilchas Pesach is different time zones. What if somebody is in America and they're selling their chametz on Erev Pesach? The problem is, if somebody's in America and they live in Israel and they have chametz in Israel that they want to sell, by the time they're selling their chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning in America time, so then it's already after the Zman Isser in Israel. And vice versa. In Israel, in terms of buying back, so that's less of a problem. Because in Israel, fine, so you have chametz in America, so you sell it earlier. So what, after Pesach? After Pesach, the Rav buys it back, but that's not a problem, because in Chavin, right, you can't be mechayiv somebody against his will, balkarcho. Right, zachal on them shlo b'fanav. But if it's a chov to get back the chametz, I don't want the chametz back yet, so then I can't be forced to get it back. So the das is, a person has das, not to be zoche back in his chametz until after he finishes Pesach. Fine, that's less of a problem. The problem is before Pesach. Somebody's in America. So the question is, though, in Achronim, what do you go by? Does the Isurim of Pesach go by where the Gavra is, or does it go by where the Chametz is? That is a big topic. Machlokas Achronim. This is why a number of Rabbanim that sell the Chametz in Pesach, they have what's called Mechiras Yudalin. For people who have Chametz in Israel, so then they would, or even maybe people going, if they want to take care of it earlier, Mechiras Yud Gimel, they do it even earlier. Either way, but what's the Lamdus? And what does the Gemara say about this? So this is the Shaila of the Oneg Yontif. The Oneg Yontif in Simin Lamed Vav discusses, and he assumes that Basar Chemtso Azini, go by where the Chametz is, not where the person is. Why? He brings a riot from our Gemara. Our Gemara, what does our Gemara have to do with it? So he quotes this last line, where the Gemara tried to prove that Lefi Midah Mishalim is fine, but Lefi Dami Mishalim, that Pesach, Chametz on Pesach, doesn't have any value. And the Gemara said, oh, it's like Rabbi Yosei Glili. Said to our Oneg Yontif, I have another answer the Gemara could have said. If you go by the Bailim, why didn't the Gemara answer and explain our Mishnah to Mayri? The person ate Trumas Chametz at the end of the day, and the Bailim are in a place where it's not Pesach anymore. So, for the Bailim, it has value, it has Damim. But I still wasn't allowed to eat it. V'hai chametz avi shaper l'baylam bar damim. Sher yichom l'machro shabavakam sheim u'laviyem etzlam. So he says, why didn't we answer that? And the fact that we didn't answer that, and instead we were dochek to say like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it must be, if we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mashma del rabban lo mishkachas, it must be there is no case. Muchach, it says muchach from here, says the Oneg Yontif, to the chametz, you go by the place where the chametz is, and where the chametz is, and if the chametz munach, the kivish of a makam shachametz munach, adayin uzmani suro, and where the chametz is still the zmana iser, so it must be la bar damim, legabe di bailam. Okay, that's the Oneg Yontif. Is this such a strong raya? Says the Chashuki Chemed, V'itachin lomar, the efshar limker chametz, afim chametz nimsa makam shachemari kiyazmani suro. He says, I don't know, maybe you go by the person and not by where the chametz is. Why? Because it's an Isser Gavra. Kozman she'olu agiyeth lozmani suro, hari kamoshi yochal avadlos ha'chametz, without varnim by yirah, so too you can sell it. So, and he goes, it's not such a raya. You might think, does the Gemara ever talk about different time zones? I don't remember. It doesn't mention the Sahara, but does the Gemara ever talk about being in different time zones? So again, how much did they, obviously they were in Bavel, but did they realize in 8 hours back and right at the date line? I mean, the Rishonim talk about the date line, but the Gemara doesn't talk a little bit, the second Rosh Hashanah, the Rishonim talk about it there. But either way, it's a raya by omission, but it's really a major machlokas haposkim. And once again, it's the local Rav, if they have this situation in terms of selling the chametz, but that is the Oneg Yontiv's Diak. Why didn't our Gemara give that suggestion? And that's his raya from there. Okay, let's continue. There's also a discussion, just to mention here, the Rishonim discussed, is there a difference between chametz, trumas chametz, chametz of truma, and chametz of hektish, in terms of being called the davar hagorim lamamon, as we discussed a couple of times earlier. Okay, but either way, let's continue. Kitanoi, maybe this issue of lefimida and lefidamim is a machlokes tanoim, as follows. The Tosefta says in the first perek, ha'ochal trumas chametz bepesach, patur minatashlum inu midmei eitzim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Our case, if a woman eats trumas chametz on Pesach, they're patur. Here it's not machalik between shogeg and mezid. Just as Rabbi Kiva says, you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri on machayev. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is machayev. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Brisa, the Tosefta, quotes the conversation in the Svaras. Rabbi Akiva, who says, potter, says, v'chima ana yesh lo ba. What do you mean you can be chayev? You don't get any ana. Meaning, chametz on Pesach is lav bar damim. It's worthless. You don't get any ana. So that's why you're going to be potter. Amal Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, Umahana. I'll ask you a better question. Umahana yeshla ochel truma temeya b'shar kol yamos hashana shemishalem. Right, we had the Mishnah from Trumas before. If you eat truma temeya on any day of the year, you're still going to have to pay, even though the Kohen wasn't allowed to eat that, and yet you, if you ate it, you're going to have to pay. So you see, you don't go by the inherent value. You could go by lefi mida. That's what the Gemara assumes is the svar of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Rabbi Akiva says no. Amar la lo. Rabbi Akiva says don't compare that to this case because the kohen does have some type of benefit. Im amarta betruma temeya b'shar yemos hashana. On the other day, she'av v'she'en lo ba heter achila yesh lo ba heter asaka. He could use it for fuel purposes. So there is, it's not a lot bar dumb at all. Tamar bazesh, she'en lo ba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. But in our case of Shumas Chavetz HaPesach, it's totally off limits. It's totally asur. Halamaze doma, what is it similar to cases of truma which you can't use for fuel? L'trumas tutim v'anavim. Truma of strawberries, tutim v'anavim, and of grapes. She'nitma'a, she'en lo ba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. That's what our case is similar to. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is going by lefi damim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going by lefi Mida. Finishing up the Tosefta, Babed Dvar Mamurim. Our whole discussion, by the way, is only B'mafresh Truma Ve'echmitza. The only Hechitimsi that you have to have Trumas Chametz is where it was Truma and then Pesach came and it was Nischametz. Or it was Truma on Pesach before it was Rose. Avol Mafresh Trumas Chametz, they're called in a Kedusha. You can't be Mafresh Chametz as Truma on Pesach already. Right? It does not attain its Kedusha. That's all the Brisa. Interesting Ka'ara, though, just one point. Rabbi Akiva in his Lashon, he says, Lamaz Edoma, it's similar to Trumas Tutim Va'anavim. Trumas Anavim is for sure, right, Truma Daraisa. What about Trumas Tutim? So that has come up many times in the past. That's a major machlokas. Truma, that's not Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. If it's not one of those three that's mentioned Beferish in the Pasuk, is that Truma D'Oraisa or not? That is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam versus the Ravid. The Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas always say that the Shita, Truma D'Oraisa, is limited to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's it. Wheat and Tirosh, wine and oil. That's it. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, that is the limit to Truma D'Oraisa. The Rambam says, clearly, in more than one place, in Sefer Zrayim, one place is the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Trumos. The first parak of Hilchas Trumos is history. History, at least the first part, right? Not too often, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah goes through history. Just think of a few, the beginning of Hilchas Trumos here, the Rambam talks about history, obviously that has to do with halacha. That's what the Rambam quotes in the Mishneh Torah. The Mishneh Torah is a conceptual halachic work. So, it's not a historical work. conceptual halachic. So he goes through the different kibushim that Esau went through. So the beginning of Hilchas Trumos has history. The beginning of Hilchas Kiddush of Ishus has history. The history of marriage. The beginning of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim has history. The history of Avodas Zara. The beginning of Hilchas Chanukah has history. Paragimel. The beginning of Hilchas Chanukah has history. Right? The story of Chanukah. The Rambam doesn't have history by Purim. So it's interesting. These four places, maybe more, but four that we can think of now, Trumos and Ishus and Avodah Zarah and Chanukah, those four discuss history. That history, the Rambam obviously feels, impacts the halacha. But in the beginning of the second paragraph of Trumos, the Rambam says, Kal ochel adam hanishmar, any ochel, any food of a person that is guarded, shekidula min haaretz, that grows from the ground, chayev b'truma is chayev b'truma, u'mitzvahs asei lahafrish b'menu reishas l'kohen, it's mitzvah asei to give it. Shenemar reishas d'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha titein lo, ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar, ma achal adam v'gidula min haaretz, v'yesh lo b'aylim, it's not hefker, just like dagan tirosh v'yitzar have those attributes, shenemar d'gancha, av kol kayotze bohen chayev b'truma, v'chein b'maisros, that's the Rambam. Trumas and maisros apply to all fruit. Right, what about vegetables? Vegetables grow from the ground. Yurakos, that's clear. Yurakos are derabban, and the Gemara says that. The Rambam says that in Halacha Vav, ha-yurakos, afal pi shehein ma'achal adam, einan chayavin b'maisers ela mi-divrehem. Shefi shenemar b'maiser tvu'as zar'acha, tvu'a v'chayotziba, aval ha-yurakos einan b'chlal ha-tvu'a. V'chein, that's the Rambam, and he says that pasuk is by maisers, and then the Rambam says, v'chein yireli shehu adin b'truma. I think the same thing by Truma, the Yerokos are Durabanan. Says the Radvaz, Lefishalo Huskar Din HaYerokos El Agabi Maisris. Haya Ola Alvaiti, I would have thought Shem Chayavas Ben HaTorah, Kamash Malanda, Avagad Loksiv B'Truma Zaracha, Haksiv D'Gancha Tirosh Chavitzarecha, V'Nismatu Yerokos. Right, so you compare Kol Adoma La'elu, Shumas Yerak Mi Divrehem Kemaiser. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. So again, Rashi and Tosafot versus the Rambam. The Ravid, at least in one place in the Kasav Sham, in his Sefer that he has, arguing with the Baal Hamor, the Ravid and the Baal Hamor had various svarim where they argued on each other. So one of them is the Kasav Sham. Every paragraph starts off with the Ravid quotes Kasav Sham. It says there the Baal Hamor says this, and I argue on him. So the Kasav Sham, I think there's only one piece in the Kasav Sham on Maseches Chulin. The Ravid there says he has a middle pshita. He Meikar didn't hold like Rashi and Tosfos that you're only chayiv in Trumas and Maisos Daraisa with Dagan Tirosh VeYitzar, but if you were Mafrish, it achieves the status of Shumas and Maisos Daraisa. I mean, it is a kiyum. Not a chiyah, but there's a status achieved. And therefore, if somebody eats that, it could be they're going to be chayiv Daraisa for a zarsha achal. Right? That's it achieves the status, even though you weren't chayiv to do it. So here, we're talking about tutim. Interesting, Shumas tutim is, according to the Rashi and Tosas, would be Darabanan. According to the Rambam, would be Daraisa. Okay, let's continue. Next price. Tanya Idach, V'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, this is going to be similar to the Tosefta that we just quoted. V'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, davar ha-roi lios kodesh, something that's right to be kodesh, meaning fruit. Right, that's what we said before. Prat, that's what Rashi explains it also. Look at the second to last line in Rashi. Shekishi yeshalim dugmasan, yeheshim kodesh chal alav. When you're mafrish, something that is parallel to the fruit, you mafrish fruit, so shem kodesh is chal alav. So dar elias kodesh, prat lo ochel shumas chames bepesach, shapatim in atashlumin, umidbe eitzim, div rabbaz ben Yaakov. This excludes, if you eat shumas chames on Pesach, your potter, meaning rabbaz ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Akiva in the previous Tosefta. Rabbi Elazar Chasma Machai, Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Parallel. Amal Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chasma, same conversation. V'chima hana'a yesh loba. He doesn't get any hana'a, so obviously it's not worth anything. Amal Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chima hana'a yesh lo lo'ochal shumat tamea b'shayimos hashana. Shemishalim. What about if he eats shumat tamea the whole year? Also the Kohen couldn't have eaten that. Amar la lo, im amarta b'truma temeya b'shar yemos hashana, sha'af al pish ein lo ba'heter achila, yesh lo ba'heter asaka, you can still use it for heating purposes. Tomar b'zu, she'ein lo ba'lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka, here you have nothing. Tish mi pater, says, Elazar ben Yaakov, amar lo, af b'zu, yesh lo ba'heter asaka, no, this also has heter hasaka. This also has answers, Reb Elazar Chasma. Chametz on Pesach also has a heter. Heter? Obviously, he's following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Shem Ratza HaKohen Miritza Lefnei Kalbo Mesika Dachad Avshilo. The Kohen also could use it for Hana on Pesach too. Right? He's going like Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion. The Ran and Rabbeinu David both point out here that this is only allowed on Pesach. right? Truma Tameya, the whole year, you're not allowed to give to your dog. You have to use for fuel. It's a zilzil to give to your dog. Dafka on Pesach, we say you're allowed to give it to the dog because, again, it already is usser. Right? It says, "B'trumas chametz alibi the bisag lili shemata chametz badahu sha'amr mitzvah lefnei kalbo." Aval truma tmeya de alma ein loba ela heter asaka. The truma tmeya minan is srufin he k'deisa biduchte. Like it says in Temura at the last daf on daf lama gimel. Okay, so that is we had a tosefta first, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, and then we have a brisa. Machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Rav Elazar Chasma, same conversation, except the last line. Rav Elazar ben Chasma says, wait, you have ana. Obviously, he was like Rabbi Yosei Glili, right? Rabbi Kiva and the others in the first Brisa, the first Tosefta, didn't say that because they don't hold like Rabbi Yosei Glili. Amar Abaya now says, commenting on this Tosefta and on this Brisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kulu, Svirlu, Chamiz HaBetzach, Azarbana. The first two opinions, both opinions, in the Tosefta, hold this Aser Ba'ana. Obviously, because he didn't give that, neither of them gave that answer in the last line. Hey, like Rabbi Yosei Glili, right? Meaning, three out of the four of these opinions hold this Aser Ba'ana. Only Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds that it is Mutar Ba'ana. Ubaha Pligi. So what's the Machlokes in the first Tosefta? The Tosefta, Rabbi Akiva, Savar Lefi Damim Mishalim. As we explained, Rabbi Akiva holds, you go by Damim, and therefore there is no Damim to this, and that's why you should be Pater. Rabbi Nachman Nuri, Savar Lefi Mida Mishalim. He says, no, Lefi Mida Mishalim. Pshita, says the Gemara, that's obvious, that's the Machlokes. Says the Gemara, no. Mao de Tamar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Nami, Rabbi Akiva, Svirale, Damim Lefi Damim Mishalim. No, you might have said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, holds like Rabbi Akiva also, Lefi Damim. If it's Lefi Damim, so why does he say that you should be Chayiv, and he's defending the fact that you're Chayiv if you eat Trumas Chametz on Pesach? V'chasam hainu taima, to come a Chayiv, Mishub de Sava, like Rabbi Yosei Glili. You might have thought he all like Rabbi Yosei Glili. That's my Chiddush, the Gemara is saying in Abaya. Da'amar Chametz on Pesach Mutar Bana, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we say that it does not, it is not true. He does not hold like Rabbi Yosei Glili. He holds like the other Tanan, that it's Aser Ba'ana, and the reason that he says that it is Chayiv is because Lefi Mida. The Ema HaChanami, how do you know? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosei Glili. MK, no, if that would be true, as we pointed out, Neheder Le Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, the Rabbi Akiva, Ki Echad Mahad Le Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Elazar Ben Yaakov. Why didn't he answer the same way Rabbi Elazar Chasma did? So the answer is that, because he doesn't hold that way, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosei Glili. Period. Interesting, Abaye is here. Abaye, we know, was an orphan, was a Yasam. And there, I read a story over Shabbos, it's related to Abaye, related to that we just read the Aseres Hadibros, Kibud Av Va'Em, from the Yid HaKadosh. The Yid HaKadosh was once learning and giving shir, and somebody asked a very strong question, and he stopped to think, and he was thinking, and he couldn't figure out the answer. And he was focusing. One of the Talmidim in the shir was starving. He hadn't eaten breakfast that morning. He was starving. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to slip out while the Rebbe's thinking. I'll be back before anybody knows it, before he comes up with the answer. So he runs home, and he runs, and he gets a quick bite, and he's about to run back to the Beis Medrash, and he hears his mother call, can you please bring me some of the hay from the loft? Can you please bring me, please, you know, since your father died a couple years ago, you know, it's very hard for me. She's like, but mom, I'm just running back to the shir. I don't want to miss the answer. She just gives a crack, she gives a sigh, and says, okay, I guess I'll have to deal with it. And he runs back to the Beis Medrash, and on his way back, like we say, libo nokfo, and he says, maybe I should go back, this learning, but it's keep it up for aims. Before he gets to back, he says, forget it, I have to go back. He runs back, he realizes, you know, Lumanamanas Lassos. He runs back, he says, Mommy, I'll do it, I hope you didn't do it yet. She's like, yes, thank you, please help me. He does it, and he says, anything else you need? She's like, no, I'm good now, go back to the shir. He runs back, he says, I hope I didn't lose it, I hope I didn't miss the answer. He runs back in, he sneaks back in, and right when he sneaks back in, the Yid HaKadosh is just picking up his head, he looks at him, and he says, thank you for bringing the guest. He says, the guest, I came in myself. He says, no, so you had an accompaniment, you had a levui with you. He says, who is malaving me? Nobody's malaving me. He says, no, you didn't see you walk in, you walked in with Abaya. Abaya walked in with you. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Abaya made a neder that any time he didn't have the schust to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. He didn't be able to do it, right? He was an orphan. He grew up. That's why he had the name Abaya, as we'll talk about in a second. Asher, right, based on a pasuk in Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom, one of the opinions where Abaya got his name from. Either it's Av Hashem or Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Hashem takes care of him, so care of Yasomim. So Hashem made a neder that if anybody ever excels in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, he's going to go accompany that person because he didn't get to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. Right, so that's why Abaya is a kabbid amin. So here we have Abaya just now on today's daf. He was Asher Becha Yerucham Yasa. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ha'ochel Kizayis Truma Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. Now we're getting to general in Yanim of Achilas Truma once it comes up. So if somebody eats Truma, he has to pay B'Shogeg, he has to pay Keren V'Chomesh, as we said, Abishal Omer Achiebo Shave Pruta. Abishal says, it's got to be worth a Pruta. If it's less than a pruta, you're pater. My time at the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say, no, you just have to eat it as long as it's a kazayas, even if it's worth less than a pruta? Amar kra, v'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga, v'achila b'kazayas. The verb used is yochal, and we have a misora. Halacha Moshe Misinai, shi'urin, or halacha Moshe Misinai. Achila always means kazayas. V'abashol my time. Why does Abashol say it has to be worth a pruta? Amar kra, v'nasan, v'einesina pachas b'shava pruta. Nesina is always a reflection of a davar chashuv. You have to give something. If you give a crumb, it's meaningless. It's not a nesina. A nesina requires at least a shava pruta. Let's finish, and then we'll talk. V'idach nami haksiv yochal. Aye, what does Abishol do with yochal? Hahu pratlam mazikuta asa. No, it has to be eaten, consumed. If you're just mazik, if you just destroy chametz, you don't pay a chomesh. V'tanakama haksiv v'nasan. Aye, what does the Tanakama do with v'nasan? Hahu mibayli l'davar raylios kodesh. That teaches me the halacha as we learned before. V'nasan, you have to give the fruit. You can't just give the money. V'davar raylios kodesh. Ah. Two points. Number one, this idea of Nesina is used by the Noda Yehuda, and a somewhat well-known Noda Yehuda. If not, we'll make it well-known right now. That is your Noda Yehuda and Yoredeya, Tinyana Simin Reish Aleph, where the Noda Yehuda has his line, Yeshli Lomar Bazed Dover Chadash Lo Kadmani Bazed Shum Mefaresh Oposeg. I'm going to tell you something new that nobody ever said before in the history of halacha. So, at the time, the Noda Yehuda obviously didn't have a Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he knew everything that was available at the time, but he didn't have a Tosas Rid on Kiddushin. But he was mechavin to the Tosas Rid on Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches. Says the Noda Yehuda, the Gemara says, in a few places, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. On a Daraisa level, how much do I have to give for Meiser? By definition, Meiser is from the word Eser, 10%. How much do I have to give for Truma? Daraisa? Anything. One little grain, chita achas poteres esakri. On a Durabana level, there's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. But on a Daraisa level, any amount, chita achas poteres esakri. But, says the Noda Yehuda, that's what the Gemara says, the Noda Yehuda has the tremendous chiddush. If you just take off one chita, you pattered the kri, like the language of the Gemara. It's mutter to eat the rest of the kri, but you did not fulfill the mitzvah of nesina to a kohen. Why? Like our Gemara says, v'nasan, nesina means a davar chashuv. Says the Noda Yehuda, ki a mitzvah zos shel afrashas chala, im ki hi mitzvah achas, yesh bashnei inyanim. Right, we're putting together, truman chala. Ha'inyan echad hu lafkiya iser tevel mina isa, ki kodem ha'afrasha hi asur ba'achila. Before it's the afrash, it's asur. Vaydei afrashas chala mina isa, kfar hufka iser tevel, v'hutra ha'isa ba'achila, v'yavim achar ha'yachzik ba'al ha'isa as a chala atzma. Even if I, let's say I never give the chala, or the truma to the kohen. V'lo yitzenen ala kohen. Ain kan ela gezel ashevet v'ha'isa hutra b'achila. Even if I never give it, I never fulfill the nesina. There's still tikkun ha'isa. Amnam ha'mitzvah ha'ikaris litna l'kohen v'zeh ha'inyan sheni she'amarti she'yesh b'mitzvah zu v'shnei inyanam elu chalukim zeh mizeh she'liftar ha'isa ein lo shir klal min ha'torah v'yafilu mashehu poter ha'isa kitrumas goren she'chita achas poteres ha'zakri. V'yamnam ha'inyan ha'sheni l'kaye mitzvahs nesina l'kohen, to give it to the kohen, zeo yesh lo shir min ha'torah kivan d'chsiv titnu tzorach shiyeh k'dei nesina v'shir hazehu echad michav dalin 124th and 148th for chala, and the shiurim for respective shiurim for truma as well. That is the Noda Yehuda that said no kadvani mizeh adam la'olam. The Tosas Rid was kodem it, but it's not his fault. He didn't have a Tosas Rid. He says exactly the same idea on in Kiddushin on Daf Nunches Amud Beis. Same idea. Good. So that is point number one related to Nesina. The other point is Tosas's question. Tosas says Nesina always requires a shavar pruta. I have two questions. Number one, first he asked the issue of so we answer that with another Yehuda. Then we ask two other questions. Gemara Bamitzia that says you could do a kinyan chalipin with a kli, even though it's not worth a shavar pruta, because it says v'nasan l're'eyu, right? The pasuk in Rus, the source for kinyan chalipin, uses the lashon of nesina, and we know you can use a kli even less than a shavar pruta. And says Tosfos by get. It says v'nasan biyad in Parshas Kisei by get, and we know you could write a get on isuri hana. So Tosfos says, here the Nesina is going on the Tashlumin. That's what requires a Chash of Nesina. But by Get and by a Kli, there's no Nesina's Tashlumin there. That's the difference. The Nesina came out Tashlumin. What is Tosfos highlighting? The Nesina in those two other contexts are different. And that is explicated by many other sources. By the Kinyan Chalipin, a Kli, even though it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. The Rashba says Beferish, in Maseches Shavuos, that the Kinyan Chalipin is all a symbolic Kinyan. And a Kli, once a Kli has usability, it has, you know, value in that way, then a Kli is not judged by its monetary value, it's judged by its usage value. And if it can be used, it has a significant status. You know, you might say this like a birya. A birya, a whole item, has a special significant status, even though it's too small. But it's the same thing there. What about by get? Get is something different. So Tosfos says it, but this was made famous by the Ksos. The Ksos and Simon Reish says, he asked the Kasha, why is it that Isuri, or you can write a get on Isuri Ana, why is that true? His question is also related to the issue of Ba'in Ke'echad. The man wants to give his wife a get, he puts it in a chatzer that he's also giving to her, but she can't own anything, because everything that she owns, he owns. So the Gemara says, Ba'in Ke'echad, it happens at the same halachic moment. How does that work? Does that work by a matana too? Ask the Ksos, what if I want to give my friend my house? Can I put a shtar matana into the house, and that will be, and bon kecha, the house will be his and the shtar will be his? Says the Ksos, no. It only works by get, because get is not a kinyan, get is a nesina. That's the language of the Ksos. And therefore, nesina works differently. That's why it could be on Isuri Hana, that's why it could be bal karcha, because it's not a kinyan which requires you to follow the rules. Nira, to get shiny, to get isha, ude eved, lo boy zechia, she yiska derech zechia, kiven to isha ve eved bal karchach, vein zechia bal karchach, elevadi, to gabi isha, lo boy, rak venasan biyada, vechein be eved, ve leket tora zechia, ve hakna bal karchach. Umayai time anami, and that's why we say, kasval isuri anah kasher, avagav de leket tora zechia, klal be isuri hanah. Like the Rashba says against the Rivash, it must be because here is a special din of Nesina. So it wouldn't work by Shtar Matana. That's the Ksos and Simon Reish, Os Hey, but that's also highlighted by Artos. So Tosfos is saying, when it comes to the Nesina by Chalipin, when it comes to the Nesina by Get, those are different types of Nesinas than it is by Truma here. Very important Tosfos and the Achronim that add on to it. Right? The Tosfos of Rashi here also expands on Tosfos. Feel free to look. Good, we continue. Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara Vayter Ha'ochel. What did we just have? Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanakama says Truma, you're chayav keren b'chomesh if you eat a kezayis. Abishol says you have to have a shavah pruta. Tan Rabbanan Ha'ochel Truma pachos mikezayis. If you eat less than a kezayis, mishalim is a keren, ve'inu mishalim is a chomesh. So Gemara says Echidami. What exactly are we talking about here? Idel es be'shavah pruta. If it doesn't have a shavah pruta, keren nami lo l'shalim. You should pay nothing. B'dis be'shavah pruta, chomesh nami l'shalim. How could you have this chilik of keren versus chomesh? So it says the Gemara, La Olam Disbe Shavah Pruta. It has a Shavah Pruta. V'afilu Hachi, Kivan, Deles Be Kizayis, Mishalim Es HaKerem, Min Mishalim Es HaChomesh. That's the Chiddush. It's worth a Shavah Pruta, but it's not a Kizayis. You didn't do an Achila. If you didn't do an Achila, you're not going to pay the Chomesh. Amru Rabban Kamedra Papa, Ha Deloka Abishol. This must be against Abishol, because Abishol said earlier, remember, you need a Shavah Pruta. And here, this must be against Abishol. What's the case where you had a Shavah Pruta, but you didn't have a Kezayis? Why Dika Abishol, Ha'amar Kivan Sheishba Shavah Pruta, Avagad Delesbi Kezayis? He says you need a Pruta, and here you have a Pruta, so you should even pay the Chomesh. So Gemara says, Amar Lehu, Rav Papa, no, Afilu Teyam Abishol. Abishol Tarti Boy. Abishol doesn't only require Pruta, he requires Kezayis and Pruta. Really? Umi Boy Abishol Tarti? He needs both, Vatznan. Or Vatanya, Abishol Omer, Esheyesh Bo Shavah Pruta Chayav B'Tashlumin, Esheyin Bo Shavah Pruta Ein Chayav B'Tashlumin. He says, you only need Shavah Pruta. And Amru Lo, what's the answer back? They said, Lo Amru Shavah Pruta Ela Le'inyin Me'ila Bilvad. Shavah Pruta is only significant by Me'ila, by violating Hekdesh. Avo L'Truma Eino Chayav Ad Sheyia Bo Kizayis. This is the ones who argued on Abishol. But for Truma, you're not Chayav until you have a Kizayis. That's mashma that Abishol is chayiv on less than a kezayis. V'emisa kivan sheish bo kezayis b'boyalei. Should have said kivan sheish bo kezayis, not ad sheish bo kezayis. That sounds like he doesn't require. So tiyupta that's akash under papa. We do not think that it's automatic that Abishol would require both. Period. Okay, the Me'ilah itself is a big discussion. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit more next time in terms of the relationship between Me'ilah and other halachas, for example, Gezel. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.